With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts. I am professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield Esquire, and we have Lindsay Kelk and a cat in the background.
He wants to be involved. An unprofessional beauty junkie and a very unprofessional cat.
Yeah, it was very loud.
Bell. She does just want to be part of this.
She does. She's to be honest, Anderson never comes out, whereas Bell sees the microphones and she's out.
I know. And it's a shame because Anderson's got perfect tightliner.
Yeah, but we don't need to like compare them. They're like children, Lindsay.
No, that's
we shouldn't
true.
Be comparing them.
That's true.
We love
Bell
them equally.
Wants to join in, so we should encourage that, embrace it, lean in. Yeah. Lean into Bell. Hope you're all well.
Hope you're all well.
Clearly we're not.
Yes. I'm a bit snotty today.
You're a bit snotty. I've been a bit snotty. Snotty's going round.
But this is like a marriage. I feel like through sickness and health, we are here for you and
for
your beauty
you.
Needs.
I've got cheese, so everything's going to be okay.
So I might be a bit sniffly, so apologies.
And I might be a bit eaty. So between that, everything's fine.
It's all good.
Yeah, I do just want to jump in and very quickly say before we start, thank you for all the super positive feedback we had when we explained to you last week that we're going to be having adverts in the show now and we're going to be working with sponsors. We had so much amazing feedback from people supporting us, and it was really lovely because we were really worried about it. But it's very exciting, and we
we're
can proudly announce now.
Proudly
announce.
It's legit.
It's a thing. We're part of the Acast family.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Woo!
Representing.
So, yeah, it's really, really, they're representing us.
They're representing us. Who are you?
It's really exciting.
It's like we've been rewarded for all this hard work, Lindsay.
I know. It does feel like an achievement. And
I
really
think we should be very proud
excited.
Of ourselves.
Yes. Yes. I was just listening to Ariana Grande in the car, as I mentioned, and there's a song about like being young and fun and successful. And I was listening to it thinking like, how great would it be if you were a kid listening to this and you got to listen to pop music that told you how great it was to be a woman and celebrate being successful. And I was like, oh, we wish we'd had that. And
that
like,
nice.
We're doing it now.
Well, God
we're
is
doing
a woman.
It now. Oh, apparently so.
So
but then I
Ariana.
Also saw a car that on the back said, God is dead. So you can't trust people because you just don't know. You'll hear every side of it. That's what I know.
You do you is best.
you do you is best. And Bell will do Bell. Oh, Bell wants us to start with new news because she's choosing what we should talk about.
It's the curling ball.
Yeah, it is. So a PR package arrived, and Harry quite clearly, as you can tell,
we'll put
been...
a picture on Instagram, and we'll put it on a picture on Full Coverage Insta.
Harry was
of
inspired.
Me curling with it. Maybe I'll do some curling in Lindsay's
I'm
living
get
room.
You the mop out.
I'm gonna do
I'm
it.
I'm gonna stage it, and it's gonna be amazing. You and Bell can be team Full Coverage.
Oh my goodness! If you're not following us at Instagram, go check out at Full Coverage Pod straight away, please.
Yes. Otherwise, this is gonna be very confusing.
Yes.
But as I'm sure a lot of you know, there is a new Urban Decay Naked series out in the world. It is the Naked Cherry. We talked about it in new news, and it is now out. And to celebrate it being out, they sent us the collection in a great big plastic cherry.
It's very large.
It's very large.
It is.
It's massive. It's bigger than my head.
I think it's bigger like than both our heads
bigger
put
than
together.
Both our, that's another photo to try and put the top of the cherry on our heads. It's massive and it's delightful. And I always enjoy those things. I'm like, hee hee, it's fun. But then I just think... I'm not
going to get annoyed with that.
Jeff's
going to
get annoyed
house.
With the size. Yeah. And then I worry about the number of people that put it on social because of the cherry. And I'm like, I know that was the point in it in the back. But anyway, but it's out. A few people asked us about it. There's a whole bunch of stuff in the collection. I didn't realize. I thought it was just the palette.
Me too. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a blush and highlight palette. There's a bunch of lipsticks. There is a cherry scented all nighter spray. Interesting. And there's a couple of liners, but I think they're permanent collection that have just been re-promoted.
Right.
And then there's the palette itself. I have had a play.
Yep.
And I will say, shout out to Ms. Emma Guns from The Emma Guns Show.
I saw her trying it out.
She
very
used
nice.
It online and she looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
It wasn't my absolute favourite of all time, but just because it's very pink and red.
Yeah.
And pink and red isn't... I feel like I'm done for pink and red.
Okay.
I'm covered. And I did feel like it was a little bit drier and more powdery than I would have liked.
Really? So I haven't tried it yet. Mostly. So I need to have a play with it. I can't concur yet.
Yeah. So you take away, I mean, you're better at ties than I. So you should go away and have a play with it.
I'll have a play.
Yeah. I liked the shimmers. That was super fun. But I felt like the mattes, compared to some Urban Decays, was a little bit drier than I would have liked. But it's fun. And the lipsticks are lovely. I do like the lipsticks a lot.
A lot.
I always like their lipsticks. They're nice. The Vice, they're pretty cool. But yeah, so that's out in shops now.
Out.
It's out. That's it's out, going out.
I watched Mickey Flanagan actually the other day and it made me a bit homesick.
Aww.
Yeah, it's nice.
You should be going out with that.
I should. That is a nice little intro into the next bit of new news. So I was very lucky to attend a lovely event at Bobbi Brown recently and they had two new launches they were sharing. One of which we are seeing a big trend, aren't we, Lindsay? Mm. Which is this kind of very powdery matte lip. And the lipstick they brought out is called Luxe Matte Lip Colour. Burnt Cherry is what I tried on first. Gorgeous. I feel like I'm always going to be a lover of matte lipsticks because I just like that they're more low maintenance. You can eat a burger in them. Generally speaking.
Oh, that's the second thing. That's your second reason to enjoy. And you can eat a burger.
My clothes and my makeup have to have the same purpose. So I buy clothes that I can eat a turkey dinner in.
Support
and
it.
I have makeup that I can eat a burger in. That's support my two it. Main requirements.
I got no problem with that.
No, I'm keeping it real, Lindsay. Let's face massively. It. There ain't nothing worse when you've done a perfect lip and you know that burger is going to destroy your work. Yeah. So we have that. Then, to up the game on the pigment, come on, pigment.
Pigment come through.
Pigment, we have another launch from Bobbi Brown, and this is the Luxe Liquid Lip High Shine. Now, I think glossy lips, I'm getting way more into them than I used to be, and I currently have on the colour Wild Orchid. Maybe we'll put a picture of that on Instagram. This colour is gorgeous and very, very comfortable to wear. It doesn't feel as sticky as a normal, it doesn't feel like a lip gloss. It does have that liquid lipstick texture. I think it's going to be a little bit more high maintenance than the matte lip. That's fair to say, because obviously there's more chance of it transferring. So you probably don't want to wear a white shirt with it. But if you are able to kind of keep an eye on your lips and, you know, don't forget
not
to touch
going
your face,
to eat a burger.
Not going to eat a burger. The kind of high octane glamour on this, I'm really into. I feel like especially for me, I love this kind of look with like very minimal, just plain mascara, nude base, very clean. And then like one whack bam statement lip. I'm really into it. And this shade, like I said, I put this on kind of being like, yeah, it'll be cool, and it's stunning. So very, very into those. And I believe both of those are available now, so you can actually buy them.
That's
now.
That's exciting. As we were saying, it is a trend, the old powdery
it is a trend
mats,
yeah, a lot of people
we've got a couple more. We've got the Powder Kiss from MAC, which is a new lipstick formula from them, and it's very similar.
Yes.
It's very similar. That's all we're saying. It's very similar. details and benefits, says Mac. It's matte reinvented. So it's supposed to be that sort of blur texture, and it's the powdery encapsulated color, weightless moisture matte. And it does feel very, very light on the lips. But I will say, I mean, it says they're really pushing it as that sort of blurred finish lip, almost like K-beauty look. But I felt like it had a lot more pigment in it. For that, like, I thought it was going to be kind of like the Generation G's and the ColourPop blotted lips.
Yeah.
But it's actually super high pigment.
Yes, this is pigment.
Yeah. So I do like them. There's some really pretty colours. I was playing with one the other day. What was it called? I don't know because I can't make my internet work. There it is. It was Shocking Revelation. It's sort of a plummy, whiny colour because it's autumnish.
It's autumnal.
So I did that and I just sort of blended it in, passed it in with my lips and left the edges diffused. And it was pretty. See, I'm the opposite to you, as I'm like, matte's never going like to be my favourite
You like
thing.
Glossy, don't you?
Yeah, because I just start to feel dehydrated and dry after a while, and I ultimately always want to get a slicker balm on there. But I did like the finish. It was really pretty. And they're reasonably priced because it's MAC. And they're available now as well. Also, on the burger tip. On a burger
on
tip.
On a burger note.
I had the new Fenty Stunner.
I've had a lot of good things. I need to get my hands on some more Fenty again. I feel like this.
I've had some recently. Some, and there's more on order. But what I got the Uncuffed, which was the new pinky nude. Because there's a bunch of new colours. Yeah. There's a black. There is a chocolate brown. A nude. And then a pinkier rosy colour.
Nice.
I got the pinky rosy colour. It came out completely brown on me because of my face.
Right.
I'm not blaming Fenty. Everything pulls brown on me. I think if you like Pillow Talk, you would love it. The shade is called Uncuffed. And I applied that before a burger. Champion. Still there.
It's all about the burgers.
It was amazing. Yeah. So Fenty Stunner officially passes the burger test and those new shades are out now.
Oh, very exciting. Well, other new news we have. So Indie Beauty Expo London is around the corner. That is going to be October 24th and 25th. And a great place, like me and Lindsay have said before, we've been to the one here in LA. Love it for finding great indie beauty brands, supporting, you know, up and coming brands, perhaps, you know, not the same marketing budget as, you know, the brands you already know and love. And they have very kindly given us a general admission discount as well. So if you're wanting to go to that, guys, there's 20% off general admission tickets. And the code is all caps, full coverage, and then 20. So
that's
full
us.
Coverage 20. That is the, you can get 20% off general admission for that. So go check that out. We love the one in LA. And that's not all. The gift that keeps on giving. They are actually running a VIP ticket giveaway as well for our listeners. So we'll put more notes of how to enter that in the
show notes
and on our Instagram
on
as well.
The gram,
so
yeah,
go check that out if you want to win a VIP ticket.
I want to win a VIP ticket.
Me too.
I love the IBE. Yeah, it's a really fun show. I feel like we had a really fun time there last year.
Yeah, it was really good.
Bonkers on the Ellis Farce, wasn't it?
Oh, I did go a bit mad. I wanted the bullet. I wanted everything. I literally, even now, I'm still like, I want the full collection, really.
I'm worried about you at this year's show. I should be, shouldn't I?
I just think, like, for me, that is me and my element. That's like being a kid in the candy store. And I do love discovering new brands and I like seeing, you know, new innovation. I like, it's a great way as well to kind of predict trends that are coming up as well.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, it's just nice to support people that are really hardworking, that have a dream and, you know, want to make something beautiful and just trying to get it out there.
Talking about new brands.
Oh, look at the segues today.
I know, we are on.
Oh, we are so professional.
I have got some new products from a new brand that's in Sephora.
Oh, I do like this.
And it's called, well, I say Kaja, but it could be Kaja, could be Kaha. I don't know. But it's K-A-J-A.
Yes.
Kaja, I guess. Kaja. But Kaja Beauty. So this is a new brand that's just launched in Sephora. I don't know if any of you have seen it. I would hope you have because it should be all over the gram because it's absolutely beautiful.
So good.
It's Korean beauty inspired and it's color cosmetics. There's everything from eyeshadows and blushes and highlighters. There's a mascara. There is a lip balm. There is a brow balm. There's a concealer. There's a whole bunch of stuff, but it's still pretty well edited. There's not 18,000 of everything. And the products I have tried and I have loved are, I tried the Cheeky Stamp Blendable Blush.
Well, that's got you written all over,
hasn't
it,
though?
Yeah.
So basically, you get this sort of, it looks almost like bourgeois pot-ish,
nice.
But with nicer rounded, soft touch edges. It's very pretty. It's absolutely gorgeous. You have to look at it. It's on Sephora. But yeah, you get this sort of pink tub and then you unscrew the top and it springs up. And there's a sponge in there that's shaped like a heart. And then you press the heart into the cushion. It's a cushion blusher. And then you put it on your face. And then you blend it out. Unless you want to run around with heart prints on your face, which you might, because I might, because it's dead good.
Well, Halloween is around the corner.
Exactly.
So you can do some fun things
love
with that.
Love that. Loved the Mochi Pop Bouncy Blush. It looks like a mochi. It's dead good. And then there's a highlighter as well, which is absolutely
beautiful.
Stunning. The highlighter's gorgeous.
The
highlighter's
the
probably
stunning.
My favourite thing, because it's just gorgeous and I like holding it. And it's called Toy Alien, the shade I have, which is fun. It's like a sexy robot. Toy Alien.
We love a sexy robot.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I think is really fantastic are these Bento bouncy eyeshadows.
Love these.
These are
such
so
a good idea.
Smart. It's a little mini bento box full of eyeshadows. So it's three
so
little
cute.
Pans stacked on top of each other in coordinating colours.
Yeah.
These are all shimmery, the ones that I have. I have Toasted Caramel, which is Brands.
Brands,
isn't it?
Brown.
But it's golden browns, and they're absolutely stunning. There's a little mirror in the top. They
Amazing.
All flip out onto each other. Super usable, super travel friendly.
Yeah.
And also just like super pigmented and fantastic quality.
Yeah, great
quality.
Products and great packaging.
$21.
Like ticking a lot of boxes
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I like
think
that.
It's very, very worth it. Because that's like $7 per shade, nice. Which is definitely, definitely good value. So I like it a lot. And it's super cute. So it would be a really good stocking filler, I think,
Ooh.
For Christmas.
So next in the news, we have a new collaboration. And this is L'Oreal with Isabel Marant, which on first impression sounds incredibly exciting.
Doesn't it?
And very luxe. Obviously, Isabel Marant is a fashion designer. Very, very beautiful, chic, kind of minimal,
very
edgy.
Frenchy,
yeah,
cool
very
French
like
girl.
Cool French girl. So me and Lindsay were chatting about this because we have some of the products here in front of us. And while they are definitely nice, again, the price point being L'Oreal means it's going to be, you know, much more reasonable price. It's more drugstore. I think we have mixed feelings, it's fair to say, on this. Mixed feelings.
So it's a pretty... Well, no, it's a very well-edited collection. No, it's not pretty. It's exceptionally well-edited and curated. It's
very
limited.
I love the packaging.
I love the packaging. The packaging is gorgeous. It's all black with bold white statements on it. There's a bunch of lipsticks that are really gorgeous. Reds, nudes, purples. And they're L'Oreal, sort of almost the Colorish formula, I guess they are. So I no complaints there because I think they're a great drugstore lipstick at the best of times.
Worth spending your money on.
Yeah, and then there's a... I think there's a clear brow mascara, which I'm like, okay, whatever. Wasn't too worried about that because it's fine.
Yeah.
The products that I was interested in that I wanted to get my mitts on and try first was the Smoky Eye Duo that's just called Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Shine Balm, as you can imagine, the Anytime Glow. You can imagine I was excited when I saw that.
Would be me all over in theory. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Amaze Cheek Tint, which says Amaze Cheeks, they're all the craze, which I just enjoy. The packaging is gorgeous. It's very NARS-y.
I was going to say, it's very NARS, NARS vibes.
With white writing. So we'll start with what's good about it. The Smoky Eye Duo, it's a matte black and
It's like a foily, bluey, peacock colour. It's like a reflex peacock. Very dark.
The whole thing feels very NARS, like old school NARS duo. And the matte black is that.
Beautiful,
Okay, I will say, I think they're quite dry.
Okay.
And they're pressed very hard.
So you have to kind of really... If you want the full pigment, you've always got to use your finger, then buff with a brush.
Yes. Yeah. And then that's quite difficult because they are very intense colours. And it's hard to do this with fingers. And when I first... The first thing I read about them was... It was somebody saying, oh, yeah, they're supposed to be like back of the taxi, French girl, smudge it all on with your hands, look really cool.
Yeah.
And so I tried to do that. It went badly.
Okay.
These are not... finger back of the taxi colors.
Oh, okay.
They are very intense. and the harder you press, the more intense they're going to be, obviously.
Right.
And very powdery. The pretty bluey green, it is gorgeous. It really is. But I got a ton of fallout, like an absolute ton of fallout, and I had to clean it up with my foundation brush and go back in and like really get it out again. And I don't know, I guess for the price, it's okay, but you can get better.
Yeah.
So it's a lovely idea. I love the colours. I love the concept. I just don't think it's been terribly well executed.
Yes.
So that's a bit of a shame. Then the cheek gloss tint. Okay, so this was where I just got a bit confused because it says it's for cheeks. And then if you go on the website, it says it's for cheeks and lips and it will adjust to lip pH. And I was like, oh, like lip glow. I love that.
Yeah.
And it was really reasonably priced. I was like, yay. And it's cool. So I like that. And then I put it on my lips and I was like, holy smokes, that's real pink.
Yeah.
It's very pink.
Yeah,
it is. It's intensely bright sugar
very
pink.
Very close to the pink of our microphone right now.
It is. It's neon. I mean, it's much pinker than lip glow. It's much pinker than anything I would usually wear as a paler, fair blonde person. So I'm like, oh, it's a lot for me. Mm. And then I tried to put it on my cheeks and... that was gross. Full disclosure, I put it over the... I was trying the Makeup Revolution, the new foundation, the Conceal and Define foundation, which we'll get to. And it just... It did not play nicely. It just felt like I was putting a really tacky lip gloss over foundation. Yeah. I couldn't blend it out. It just pilled up immediately. It smeared all my... it has to go over bare skin. It has to. But I didn't know that because I just thought, oh, it's a cheek tint. It'll be fine. You used it on the back of your hand and it looked great.
Yes, on just plain skin.
Yeah, on bare skin. But the colour is still extremely vibrant.
Yes.
Let's call it that.
Yes, it is. It's a very, like, you know, there's the sheerness in it, but even with the sheerness, it's still like a very, very bright pink tone.
I just feel like positioning it as a lip and cheek tint isn't quite right.
Yeah.
It very much feels like a gloss to me. That can be made to work as a cheek tint.
Yes.
Whereas what they actually lead with is cheeks. It's cheeks. It says cheeks on it. And if I bought this as a cheek tint, not knowing to use it as a lip gloss, because I hadn't read the bump on it before I used it. So I did cheeks and was like, and they were like, oh, this will be a better lip gloss. And it even has like a lip gloss doe for applicator.
Yes.
Which is odd. So I do think they're just overreaching. I think it's overreaching.
Well, I think for me, the biggest disappointment was we both kind of had a chuckle about this. The product that is named Anytime Glow and in massive capital letters
says
the word shine on it
is
actually a matte balm, which I'm very confused.
So confusing.
And it says on the back highlighter. So for me, there is nothing in this product that highlights.
No.
I don't know if something went wrong with the the marketing, whether it's a they put the wrong
screw pot of delightful silicone-y
matte balm.
Based matte blurring balm.
Yeah. I mean, there's not even any shimmer in it. No. When you like turn it in the light, it just looks like Lindsay said, one of those matte priming balms.
Yeah.
Which is all good, but you've written in massive letters shine.
Shine.
So I'm very confused.
I'm so confused because I think if you told me that was a mattifying blurring balm, I'd be like, oh yeah, it does brilliant. Exactly yeah, what yeah, it says yeah. literally on the tin.
The tin. Yeah.
That's fantastic. If you'd said to me, this is a lip gloss because color tint change technology, I'd be like, cool. That's exactly a bit much for me, but that is exactly what it says it is. I'm just so confused.
The shine anytime glow for me has me baffled. I almost feel like, was it a mistake? Did someone write the wrong thing on a press release and then accidentally it got labeled the wrong thing? Like,
it just makes me sad.
It feels such a mistake in terms of like the description of the product is so inaccurate. I thought it was gonna be
like the Estee Lauder Victoria Beckham pots.
Yes, I did, like a gilet, like
the flesh disco pots. And it's not. It is a mattifying blurring balm in a pot. So be aware of that.
Yes.
We're not saying don't buy it. We're saying...
just saying it doesn't seem accurate what it's been described as.
Saying don't buy it. Just say it's not even slightly what it says it is.
No.
Which is a fun adventure for everyone involved.
So I like the idea. I like the concept. I just don't know if this, like you said, I don't know if this has been executed brilliantly. Yeah. It's sort of like hot. It's hit and miss. There's
all
a few good
in the
things.
Lipsticks.
Yeah. Go all for the lipsticks.
All up in the lipsticks. The rest of it, I think, is a real hit and miss. One last thing I wanted to mention quickly, because a lot of people are asking about us because it's been hot topic in the beauty industry and the beauty world, is a couple of new launches from Revolution. We've talked about Makeup Revolution a million times and their choice of product development technique, which is basically just rip off whatever's doing well. Let's not split hairs about it. There's no point. So I tried Conceal and Define, this new foundation inspired by their concealer, which was fantastic. I love that concealer.
Yes.
Concealer in turn was inspired by Shape Tape,
from
Tarte, allegedly, which inspired its own foundation for Tarte. And then the concealer inspired by Shape Tape concealer is inspired of foundation. It's all very confusing.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's out. It's really cheap. It's like $12.
Yeah.
It's really, really cheap. I like the packaging. It does say similar to Shape Tape. Just looks like a much bigger version of the concealer. I don't like
the same doe for applicator.
Okay. I don't like that because I think they're grubby, but I just put it on the back of my hand and then, worked from there. Yeah. Don't put it directly on your face. Then you've not got to worry about getting it on your face.
Yes.
Put it on a clean hand. You're all okay.
Yeah.
And other people have done that. I know some people I've been like, oh, that's disgusting. But like, you know, Clinique did that with the Beyond Perfecting. A lot of people use the doe for applicator. I used F6 was my shade, which was sort of light neutral. There was one lighter that I think in winter would be good for me, but I wasn't the lightest shade, so it's a decent enough selection of shades. And the coverage is fantastic. For me, it's way too dry.
Okay.
It's, I think, definitely an oilier skin foundation. If you've got an oily skin, you're looking for a bargain foundation, this is probably worth your while for the price, given how cheap it is. It wore pretty well.
$12
not bad. Just like favorite. I think there are better options. I feel like Photo Focus from Wet n Wild is
OG.
Always going to be my favorite drugstore. I can't imagine a world that I live in where it's not. I want to live in that world because I want us to grow and change as people. I wasn't blown away with it, but I didn't hate it. I'm not going to put it in regular rotation.
Yes.
But I didn't hate it, apart from the fact that it's like a massive ripoff. And then something else I picked up while I was grabbing that was this new lip gloss, which is a lip topper in Exquisite. And gotta say, awfully similar. It's not, it's awful. It's just a complete knockoff of the Fenty Beauty gloss balm.
Yeah.
Which is just, I hate that they do this. Like, if your products are good enough to stand on their own, why do you need to rip off the packaging?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, that foundation might be a really good foundation.
Yes.
You don't need to trade on the idea of it being a Shape Tape knockoff.
Yeah.
You should be able to sell it on its own rights. This lip gloss is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I've got Exquisite, which is much closer to the Diamond Milk, the new lighter version of Gloss Bomb than the original. And it's gorgeous, it's sparkly and it's pretty and it's easy to wear, and I mean it's gloss, so I hate paying a lot of money for gloss as it is.
Me too.
And I just think it's really, 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 really pretty, especially for Christmas coming up and parties. I think it's really gorgeous. Mm. But I hate that they've just gone so far to literally copy the packaging. There's a couple of other things they've done recently. There's a jelly highlighter that's exactly the same packaging as the Farsali jelly highlighter.
Right.
And Farsali is an independent brand started by and owned by a woman.
Yes.
Makes me sad. So, yeah, I understand why people want to buy Revolution. I understand the interest and the desire to be able to buy cheaper products that and bring you closer to something that's expensive. Yeah, it makes it more inclusive, makes it more available to a lot of people. But I just wish they would be able to create the products that stand on their own 2 feet.
Yes.
Because a lot of them do. Yeah, that's the thing.
I think, I mean, let's face it, we all know many brands are made in the same factories anyway. Yeah. So sometimes what sets them apart is, you know, how you apply it, the application process, whether it's a pump, whether it's a doe foot, you know, how the packaging makes you feel, you know. And I think innovation in packaging, for me, is still an important part of makeup as well.
Yeah. So, again, yeah, like the lip gloss, if you feel the need, do it. If you want a good, cheap foundation for oily skin, give it a shot. But just, you know, maybe Makeup Revolution. You're not listening and you don't care. But maybe just like your products are good enough to not need to do this.
That's it. I think that's the thing. The products are great. They're good products. So, you know, just find your own feet with...
Let's all find our own place in this world.
There's room for everyone.
There's room for everyone.
But let's do it. You know, what's it my mum always says? Better to be a first-rate version of yourself than a second-rate version of someone else.
Oh, that's very wise.
It's very appropriate, isn't it?
Oh, good work, McMandy.
Well done, McMandy.
Love it. She's a smart lady.
She's smart.
Smart cookie, that woman.
She is.
And moving on to today's main feature, while we're talking about smart people.
Yeah.
I think so today's just lending itself very easily, isn't it?
Look at these segues. You think we'd done this before, Lindsay?
like 42 times. So today, our main feature is going to be... we're going to be answering some questions.
We do like doing this.
We
yeah.
love answering questions.
And we
questions.
Love collating them, so keep them coming.
So we're getting some lovely questions from our lovely Facebook group. So if you're not a member of our lovely Facebook group, get yourself over to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast. Click on the top link. It will take you to the Beauty Banter group where you will be... You have to press join and we have to press confirm. It's a very exciting two-way thing where we all get to be friends. And then you get to hang out with like 2,500 people who love beauty as much as you do and want to chat about it all the time in a lovely, respectful, joyous
fashion. And
they're
there for you.
They're there for you. We've also just started a swap and sell group.
Very
exciting, because we had a lot of people wanting to be able to move on their makeup that perhaps didn't work out for them, or they got it as a gift or something. And we hate waste.
We don't like waste.
So we've now got that group up and running, which you can apply to join too, where you can swap and sell your products, not for a profit, just pointing out.
But this is an eBay.
You can share the love. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
So we asked our group for some questions, and they sent us questions, Harry.
They are lovely.
Sent us questions.
You
they
are
did.
Good to us.
You are good to us. You're very good people. First question was hot off the press. I'd barely press send and she was straight on the Emma Guns wants to be there. We can't, Emma. That's not a question. Can't help you with that, but we do love you very much.
We do. We send you all the love and we will make that happen in the near future.
Yeah, very near future. You're always with us.
You're
in
with
a way.
In spirit.
Yeah, in our hearts. Yeah. So then the next question we've got from a long-time listener, not first-time caller, but I'm very excited about it. Miles Jenks says, should you buy all the new Fenty collection or just most of it? I feel like this is one I can answer.
I feel like this is your domain.
Because I've had such a weird love-hate relationship with Fenty.
You've experimented.
She makes me feel feelings.
Yeah.
Rihanna makes me feel feelings.
I've just brought the Savage Fenty underwear, which I'm into. I'm really into that. So I have more experience on the clothing department. So over to you, Lindsay, for
Harriet Hadfield, Savage. the new collection, for those of you who don't know, I feel like it's every time I blink now, there's a new Fenty drop. But the stuff that's coming out now is Holiday. There is a highlighter palette, which is multi-use highlighters in the kilowatt foil formula. There are eye pencil collection. Everything's multi-use. So I'd say eye pencil, but anywhere pencil. There's three different shades of options, and there's three pencils in each pack. That's pretty good value as well. I'm interested in those because I don't think we've seen that formula from Fenty yet. There is a foiled three pack of Mademoiselle. I say Mademoiselle. I don't know if they're matte because they're foil. But of the lipsticks, lipsticks. There's also a loose pigment collection.
Yep.
It's very exciting.
very sexy robot.
The whole collection
is sexy robot.
I'm not saying she should have called it the sexy robot collection.
No, because you've got to save that for you, babe. If ever you bring out a collection, it has to be called the sexy robot.
But I do feel like she went into my brain and was like, what would Lindsay like from Fenty? Because I feel like she's dangled me along so far. And then she was like, do you know what, Kelk? This is for
bringing you. Bringing it back to you. Yeah.
So I have got a bunch of it on its way. It's on its way to us. We didn't get it in time to review today, but we will have it for next episode. I'm super excited about the Kilowatt foil palette.
Yes.
Because I love that formula.
Yes.
I think they're one of the best highlighters on the market. I think they're absolutely gorgeous on eyes. I think it's going to be a real winner for the holiday season. I think it will look great on everyone because there's so many different colors in there.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say that. I reckon the pencils are probably going to be really good.
I mean, I still love them. Is it the matchsticks? Is that what they were called?
Yeah.
I still think they're great. I think for me, you can't go. Everything I've tried, like I did review the foundation. I liked it.
Yeah.
For me, it was a little bit too matte, but then that's not my preference of foundation. So that's, you know, it wore really well. It was really long lasting. Obviously, the shade range is fabulously inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think for me, if it was anything to pick at the minute, it would be the matchsticks. That's kind of still my favorite thing she's brought out.
So our answer to you, Miles, is yes, you should buy all of it. I think basically, obviously, if it's in your budget to do so.
Yes.
We're not saying go into debt for Riri's makeup, but like that, just let me do that. Don't you worry about it. It's going to be fine. Next question, Sam McGeehan says, how do you both change up your skincare routines? Now the weather is changing.
I introduce more oil, just more hydration. So for me, I back, like we said, both massively in love still with my vintner's daughter. I feel like that for me is just my default whenever my skin is playing up. And I, to be honest, I just keep it in my skincare routine now because for me, it makes such a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I love face oils anyway. For me, I've always loved a face oil. And I do try and add like more hydrating mist now as well to layer my skincare. I mean, I have even been like experimenting with like adding drops of oil into my moisturizer in the morning at the minute because my skin is that little bit, I think after summer
mine's
as well.
Very dry at the
mine's
moment.
Very parched. So that's kind of my go-to at the minute.
Yeah, I've been reintroducing retinol back into my routine. So my skin is dry as a bone because I'm going through the adjustment phase at the moment. So it is just smother. Yeah. I did an acid peel last night, sounds scary, but just one of those pads that I've used a million times and my face was on fire. So my face is super sensitive, so it's all about protecting it at the moment. Vintner's daughter, on the days that I'm not using retinol, don't like to combine the two. I don't know if you can. I just feel like there's so many actives in Vintner's daughter, I'd rather not. But on the days that I'm feeling too dry, or on the retinol days, I'll do the retinol, let it sink in for ages, as long as I can. So wash my face, or do double cleanse, let your skin dry completely before you apply retinol. You must never apply retinol to damp skin because it absorbs quicker and it's more irritating. Forgotten words. I'm staring at you like you were gonna help me.
I'm like, I've got like, brain fart today, so I can't help.
It makes it more irritating, so you have to let your dry skin dry completely, otherwise it will be way more effective to your skin. And then once it's all lovely and in there and my skin feels normalized, I will do, I've been going really hard on my Elemis. So do Elemis Pro Collagen Eye Cream. Which I really love. I also really been liking the Goldfaden Eye Cream. Which I really, really love that as well. And then I've been using, actually, the Elemis, we got it at the launch.
Oh, the night oil.
The cream to oil.
Yes, serum. I layer that actually with my vintner's daughter.
Yeah,
that's
so I've been doing that cream to oil serum, which is a thing I haven't really tried from Elemis before because I've always been gone hard on Pro Collagen. But I've been loving that. And then finish off with a lovely comforting slick of Pro Collagen Marine Cream. Just delightful. And just, and if on top of that, if it's not enough, I'll throw an oil in as well.
Yeah.
But I've been very, very dry lately.
Yeah.
Trying to add more masks in and stuff, comforting masks. I'm rubbish at masks.
See, I always like the overnight mask. I really like the Image Overnight Vitamin C one, which that one completely absorbs. So if you're someone that has more oily skin, you don't like the feel of something sitting on your skin, really recommend that one. My go-to, I'm sorry, I know it's very expensive, but it is a Sicily Black Rose cream mask for me.
Yeah,
that is one that my skin just loves. As soon as I put it on, I can feel my skin be like, it's like that sort of, it's very much a relief mask for me, like when my skin's been extra dry. And even now, you know, it's funny, I've noticed me using it more on clients again this time of year because everyone's skin is
everyone's
kind of adapting.
So
yeah, so it's funny actually, I've had that out a lot more.
The Elemis pro collagen mask as well. I've been sleeping in that. Mm. That's really good. I've talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but yeah. I'm still going. I really thought I'd have finished it by now. I'm really shocked at how much is in that because it's in a pump dispenser. It's encased. You can't see how much,
much is in
there.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's not that much, but it's actually got as keeps much going, in it as a jar. So it does keep going. I was pretty pleased with that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just all about upping the moisture, making sure I'm still exfoliating, but in a gentle way so that you don't get build up from adding so much more product in, I think.
Yes.
And just do what feels good for your skin.
Yeah, you do you.
Do what you do you. Do what feels good for your skin. Right. Ooh, Charlie Makepeace wants to know what our top picks from the autumn winter collections are. That's a really good one because there's been a lot.
There is a lot. I mean, that is. Are we talking like everything? Or
everything.
Oh, man. I mean, I just did a video on my YouTube channel, which was like my favorite 10 autumn winter lipsticks, because I feel like for me my automatic kind of thinking when it's autumn is to go dark with my lips, which I know is very cliche, but I do enjoy that. I enjoy kind of experimenting.
Cliche for a reason.
Oh god, there's so much. I feel like we said, I'm loving the Pat McGrath stuff. I'm loving her new the Bronze Seduction palette.
Ooh, have you seen that they're bringing a bunch of the stuff out, including Bronze Seduction in limited edition packaging for
the Met.
The Opulence collection. Ooh, so that's definitely one to keep an eye on, I think. I'm trying to think what else. I made a list of things that I like, but basically it was everything. I'm really excited about the Ciate holiday collection that's coming out. Yes. They've got those glitter palettes with sort of glitter in the lid.
Yes, that's going to be nice.
They're going to be really fun, and the sort of glittery lipsticks are going to be really fun. Yeah. We got a sneak peek of those a few weeks ago, and they're going to be brilliant and really affordable.
Yep.
Love Ciate. I think the Marc Jacobs Leopard Frost collection.
Oh, I'm so glad that's coming back
again. Oh my God. And last year it was just a lipstick in leopard skin casing. Yeah. That sounds really weird. Leopard print casing, not in leopard skin. And so many people contacted us to ask where they could get it.
It sold out so quick. Yeah.
So this time it's a full collection, the iconic 7-shade palette and lippies. I'm very, very excited. It's out
Leopard
in Harvey
print
Nichols
is
already.
So having a moment as well.
Yeah. So if you're in the UK, get to Harvey Nichols, get it right now. Everywhere else is getting it in November.
Right.
I will be on Sephora's doorstep if that's where it is. I mean, we still don't know where it's going to be in the States, but it'll be soon. I'm trying to think what else I really, really like. I think the NARS Christmas collection looks good.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are so many. And like you said, I think it's funny, we talked about the whole advent calendar thing. And I do think if you can find a brand that you know you love and you'll end up buying a lot of stuff from them, maybe look at some of the advent calendars.
Yeah, like I think that Elemis money. Is good value on that. What else have I got here? Oh, I think the Laura Mercier shadow stick collections that she does every year at holiday. They're
good.
Really good value. Because that's something I feel like I never talk about, but I use all the time.
Oh, I use those so much. And the Bobbi Brown sticks. I use those
and
loads
in
my kit.
And I love the Laura Mercier ones. Every year does a kit.
A little like... Yeah.
Yeah, and really good value.
Yeah.
There's also a really cute kit from Becca that I want to get my mitts on. It's a mini highlighter kit, but they look like macarons.
Nice.
And it's really affordable. It's like under $40, I think.
Oh,
and
nice.
I just think anything mini is great in something like a highlighter.
Yeah.
There's so many highlighters, a giant, and you'll never use them.
Yes, I know.
All.
That's the thing. Well, and I think I do still want to get my hands on the Jeffree Star. What is it called? The new powder highlight he's made.
Oh, the Supreme Frost.
The Supreme Frost. Yeah. I really want. I think it might be Peach Frost, or it might have been... Definitely wasn't Money Honey, as much as I appreciate that. That was Sexy Robot.
Was it Wet Dream?
It was Wet Dream, I think it was Wet Dream.
I just wanted it to be.
Yeah, you just wanted to say it, didn't you?
I just wanted to say it. I'm excited to see what he's going to come
out with
this Christmas.
I think he's bringing some really cool stuff out at the minute. So.
I love the Kevin O'Quan Nude Pop palette.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I've been crazy about that. And I really love the Anastasia Sultry palette.
Yeah.
I think they're all really good options. I think... A lot of people I know didn't love the Sultry when it was launched or when it was announced. I mean, it's literally only just come out, so people are only just getting their mitts on it now because they thought it wasn't very exciting. But while it's not very exciting, it's very, very, very wearable.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic edit, a collection. It almost feels like an expanded version of Tom Ford. New dip to me.
Yeah, that's a nice
that
way to put
sense.
It actually,
like,
yeah.
I think it's so wearable. You could give this to anyone. You could buy that as a Christmas present and give it anyone. From your mom to a teenage girl starting out. And there's just enough in it to make it really fun. It's a brilliant travel palette.
Yeah.
Because that, it's like, it will take you day to night. But it really will. There's a matte black to smoke things out. There's a matte grey. There's a matte chocolate brown.
Yeah.
There's so many pretty shimmers and base coats. And then there's that really fun pop of coral if you want
to
do something
I really
a bit
like
wacky.
That. I think that's nice with the silvers as well.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I'm not a massive Anastasia devotee. Like, I don't run out and buy every palette.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm not that creative in my colour choices when it comes to eyes.
Yeah.
But this one, I just think, is such a winner. And I love the packaging. I like that it's not sparkly. That velvety stuff that it usually is. The brush is fine.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's such a great holiday gifting purchase. And I do think holidays, I was talking about this with my friend the other day, and like, I think the rest of the year and spring, summer, spring especially, is for us makeup obsessives.
Yes.
Holiday is for people that aren't buying it all year round. You know,
it's yeah, like, it's that one-off purchase yeah. where you want something really special and you've got to get really excited
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's not for us. You know, it's like, holy, Christmas isn't for us. Like, of course it is, but like, you're not going to be launching new textures
yes.
or avant-garde collections no. at holiday, because people are buying it for gifts and they want a safe, easy purchase. Yeah. And that's what Sultry is to me. But I'm going to use the crap
yeah,
out of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's like, really nice. And it's sparkly.
Definitely.
I like that. who else? Sonia, I'm gonna say this wrong, Sonia, I apologize in advance. Sonia Yakinova, I apologize for butchering your beautiful name. Sonia, or Sona, wants to know about the Alex Steiner Primark range. Is it worth trying, and are the ingredients good? So
interesting.
We haven't been able to get our mitts on it.
It's
no,
not
Primark
here in the States,
in the
so
States.
We're very sad to say
we don't have it yet.
Here.
And we've requested information and have not received it as yet. So that's nice. But what I will do, because I know so many people are interested in this, I'm going to direct you all to Jane Cunningham's British Beauty blog, because she gave a pretty good overview. She tried a few products. Mm. She talked about the ingredients. And Jane's really honest and straightforward. And you'll be able to get straight to the nitty gritty without worrying about what's being, you know, who's been paid to say what, because that's not Jane. It's not what she does. No. So definitely check out the British Beauty blogger review of those. We'll link to it in the show notes. I mean, first impressions from me, from what I've read, it looks, like we said in New Year's, it looks really interesting and nice and fresh and clean. I just imagine for the price, it's not going to be super crazy, change your life, change your skin.
No, I
active.
Think it will be nice, basic skincare done well. You know, she has the knowledge to, you know, back up the claims, I think, of what she'll hoping that these products are going to do.
And her reputation's on the line. She's not going to sell herself down the river for a Primark collection.
Exactly. I feel like there's, I mean, I want to try it. I'm really excited by what she's done. I'm particularly interested in the idea of the overnight facial stick. I think this, again, innovation. I like, for me,
Jane
when something
about
is,
that, so
you know,
definitely know more.
Interesting ways of using things and time-saving elements, for me, they're all kind of big wins. So if we do get to try it, we will definitely let you know our verdict as and when. But yeah, like Lindsay said, I think go to British Beauty blog for kind of more specific information from someone who's actually tried it.
Yeah. Naomi Brown has a great question. Do we dress up for Halloween? And have I ever been a sexy robot? So, I mean, we dress up in general. Yeah. If it means dressing up as Care Bear. Just
I was
going to
say,
time.
Yeah, like we did discover that Dave recently put on my Care Bear onesie backwards and it looked like he was wearing an evil gimp mask.
Yeah,
it was
very
terrifying.
Upsetting. It was very upsetting.
I wonder if he'd let me put a picture of that on the Facebook group.
If not, you can just imagine it.
You can,
you
I'll leave
like
it to you. Yeah.
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 I do Halloween. I love
you
Halloween.
You go hard.
I go hard on Halloween.
You do.
I love
You're
a good
very,
costume.
I'm very impressed. I think since I've known you, each year when Halloween's nearby, there's some kind of,
I'm quite anxious.
There's something on the sofa ready.
Yeah. Well, normally I'd be ready. Normally I'd have got this done.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be away for Halloween weekend. I'm going to be in New York.
You've got to be
prepared. And I'm working. So I don't think I'm even going to be able to, because I was like, oh, New York, that's the best place to do Halloween. But I'm going to be working. So I don't think I'm going to get a chance to like do Halloween. So I'm a bit gutted. But I will dress up here on the day, like just for lols.
I mean, I think because I feel like two ways about it. One, because I'm a makeup artist, there's a lot of expectation. And like, I've never really done like Halloween makeup tutorials on my channel because I just don't really enjoy them. I feel like it's not the kind of makeup I do, for one. I totally appreciate it. And some of the people like do it amazingly well. But also, dare I say it, I don't think I enjoy fancy dress. Like, it doesn't. I know it's like a fairy just died.
Oh my God, it's like my favourite thing.
Like, but then maybe
I love dressing up like a dickhead.
I mean, I like dressing up like a dickhead. Like, when you bought my Care Bear onesie, I was like, yes, life made. But there was also that thing of like, I don't have to think about it. I think the pressure that goes with fancy dress now, I find it really overwhelming.
Like, I won't do sexy fancy dress. I'm very bad at sexy fancy
dress.
Yeah,
I don't look like a slutty cat.
I've been a Fraggle.
What's a Fraggle?
From Fraggle Rock.
What's that?
Oh my God, this podcast and this friendship is cancelled until the Fraggle Rock, the children's show from the 80s.
Don't know
down
it.
Fraggle Rock.
Don't know it.
Oh my God. This don't again, know it. Seriously, it's cancelled. Anyway, we'll come back to that while I Google Fraggle Rock. I've been a Fraggle.
Maybe I'll recognise it.
I've been a Care Bear. I made my own Care Bear suit before they existed. The
you made it?
Yeah.
I don't think I know
them. We're going to have to stop and watch some Fraggle Rock. I'm sorry, people. I apologise to everyone listening right now that Harry does not know what a Fraggle is. I was Fox in Socks from Dr. Seuss, which sounds like it should be sexy. But it wasn't. Just a fox costume and I put socks on. I made all my friends, because we wanted to do a group costume in New York, I made them all dress up as 1960s Pan Am air stewardesses, which again sounds like it's going to be sexy, but I managed to take all the fun out of it for everyone by insisting that their skirt be an appropriate length, that their shirt could not be see-through, and they had to wear their hats all night. So I ruined that for everybody. I was a wrestler a couple of years ago. I dressed up as Candice LeRae and made Jeff dress up as Joey Ryan. Nice. That was pretty great. So I think worst case scenario this year I'm going to get the wrestling costume back out.
Right.
Because that's an easy one.
That's your favourite, really, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Because I get to pretend I'm a wrestler.
You get to pretend you're a wrestler.
Yeah. And you just need like the kick pads and the shirt. And I mean, I went above and beyond and ordered it all from a genuine wrestling outfitter in Mexico.
Of course you did. You don't do it by heart, do you, Kelk?
Why would you? But it's a really easy one to put together if that's a costume you're interested in. And with Glow coming this year.
Yeah.
Because I was going to dress up as Liberty Bell from Glow, but I haven't had time to make the costume properly.
Right. Okay.
So I'm sad. Because I wanted to be a big hair, 80 crazy wrestler.
You should be like an 80s wrestler, yeah.
But I need to make the bodysuit.
I probably won't. I might put a pumpkin on my doorstep.
You could be a sexy robot.
Oh, do I want to though?
I know. Honestly, between Fraggle Rock and this rejection of Halloween, I don't even know why we're doing this.
I'm sorry. I'm so English. You did buy me cheese. Jesus. I mean, I feel like when we go to Vegas, I like putting a bit of glitter on.
Oh, shut up. Honestly. Ugh.
Maybe next year, guys. Maybe next year.
You can answer this question while you think about yourself.
Go on then, you eat your cheese.
Sarah Kingsley says, deep question. Did you ever have to leave an opportunity because it wasn't right for you, and how did you know?
Well, that's deep, isn't it?
It's deep.
I mean, I'm like, there's been some stuff quite recently, but probably best not to go into it.
A bit too soon.
How
did you know that it was the right time for you to change your path?
I think I trust my gut instinct. Mm-hmm. I do think, and I think there's something scary about trusting your gut because you know then things are going to change.
Yeah.
And I do think the older I've got, the more I know that I can go back and forth on something, like sit on the fence and I can do the pros and cons, and like weigh everything up. But then ultimately it's like, what can you live with? I think that's the other thing. Sometimes it comes down for me is like, will you be like, for example, if you say yes to something that you think you don't want to, it's like, but will you then always resent the fact you made that decision?
Yeah.
And also if you don't do something, will you always wish you should have done something?
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of like I try and like play the tape forward a little bit if I can and try and be like, you know, from what I know with the information I know.
Yeah.
But then also I think you can't really make mistakes. Like there are so many things that have happened, like both personally and in my career, that have, you know, hopefully shaped who I am today and what I believe in today.
Yeah.
And they were all necessary, you know, even the painful stuff. Like I think it's, you know, growth is all kinds of emotions. It's painful, it's exciting, it's terrifying.
You can't afford it.
So did I answer the question? I feel like I feel like that's kind of how I stand on it. It's just, you know, trust your gut as much as you can with the information you have, knowing that also whatever decision you make at a given time is how you felt in that moment.
Yeah.
That's what you felt was right at that time.
Yeah.
And things change, you know?
When I left my full-time job to write full-time, that was really tough because I sort of wanted the decision to be made for me.
Yeah, that's
And they weren't going to let me because basically I was living in New York. I'd had a year's contract in that job.
Yeah.
My book had just come out. I'd had one book out, but I was writing more.
Yeah.
And it was a position where it's like either you go back to London and carry on your job or you quit and you rely on yourself. And it was really hard because I wanted them. I was like, oh, maybe they'll make me redundant. Maybe they'll make me redundant and they'll take the decision out of my hands. Then if it goes wrong, it's not my fault.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They were just like, you've got to make the call.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I realized it was the right thing to do when I realized I was wishing that they would make me redundant.
That's it. Excuse you, your answer. You just have to live with it.
And there's one thing, because I've talked a bunch on my social media and stuff about my mental health and that I'm in therapy and I have an anxiety disorder and I deal with that. It comes and goes. But a big thing I talk about with my therapist is sitting in uncertainty.
Yeah.
And how you have to learn to do that.
Yeah.
And it's one of the hardest things because as humans, we don't like ambiguity.
Our natural instinct is to avoid uncomfortable.
We want yes or no, black and white. Done
and uncertainty.
Dusted.
We try to
and
avoid it.
Uncertainty is the hardest thing, but you will always have to sit in it at some point and live with it. And you can't get through to the other side until you've been through it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that I, when I had to make those big decisions, that was the thing where I was just like, but how will I know? And what is the wrong or right answer? How will I make this choice? And like, you won't know.
No,
and
that's
you can't
it.
Know. Yeah. You just have to make that call.
Yeah.
And I think realizing that was a big growing moment for me, a big growth moment when I realized that, oh, this uncomfortable, horrible feeling is actually part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is actually, you need to empower yourself with that feeling of discomfort because that
getting
means
through it.
Things are changing and growing. And that means you're already halfway through it, actually, which is great in a way.
Definitely.
Because ultimately, one way or another, you're coming through it.
Yeah.
So, gut. I think it's gut, isn't it?
Yeah,
you do
I think you do know, but it's when you're ready to see what you know. Yeah. That's how I always think of it. Because I think I can kind of know, but then I can go back and forth on why what I want to do isn't right.
you know, when you're hoping like, for one outcome and you just want someone else to do it for you, that's kind of
your answer.
Yeah, that's an answer.
So hopefully that helps. Yeah.
Hannah Monk has a much easier question. Okay. She's going to New York this month for the first time, and any last minute tips what makeup skincare she should be looking out for, and what is cheaper in the US?
Oh, well, I mean, I think Hourglass is cheaper here, isn't it?
I think Hourglass is cheaper here. I think Bobbi Brown Somerville. Is always cheaper here. Kate Somerville, Drunk Elephant.
Yeah. I mean, again, with this recent thing with Sephora, where you now sadly can't buy the looks of things, get it in the UK anymore, delivery. So, you know, Sephora here, I hate to rub it in, but it is amazing.
Yeah.
I feel like everything is here.
If you're going to New York, go to the Ulta store. I think it's on the Upper East Side. I think that's 68th Street or something. They've got a big Ulta there. They'll have some ColourPop.
Yeah.
They won't have everything.
But they'll have some.
But they have some. If you're able to deliver to an address, like your hotel should let you send
mail. That's a good idea.
You could order from ColourPop and get it mailed to your hotel for when you're there. That's an option if you wanted to get more ColourPop than what they have in Ulta. Also, Ulta has Wet n Wild and all those drugstore collections. So you've got to be looking out for those. I'm sure you already
are. Go to Duane Reade. Get yourself to Duane Reade. Yep.
Yeah, get yourself to Duane Reade. Ricky's NYC is a good one too. And they're, whether Harry likes it or not, they'll be going really hard on Halloween while you're there.
I'm not anti it. I just don't join in.
I don't know what to talk. I can't talk to you. Also, New York specific. Let me think. The Bite Beauty Lab is in New York. So you could go and get your own lipstick made.
Oh, that's fun.
So you need to book it ahead of time. I know. I think there's one here now. I feel like it's just open.
Let's go.
We should.
Oh my God, I want to do that.
You go and you book a time slot and you pay, it's like $50 or something, but you make your own lipstick with your own finish and you name it and you put scent and everything in it. So exciting. Definitely try and book that ahead of time because I've never been able to get it done when I've been there because it gets booked up. And if you're there on October 24th, cheeky plug, I'm there on October 24th doing a book signing at McNally Jackson in Soho on Prince Street at 7 o'clock.
Whoop, whoop.
So come to that, Hannah. Come to that, Hannah. Hannah, come to that. But yeah, just go and have fun. Like, do
enjoy
check out
it.
The prices, but don't buy anything you wouldn't buy.
Just because you're in the thing.
Yeah, just because it's a little bit cheaper.
Don't panic buy.
I used to do that, and then you just feel like poop afterwards. Because I'd go to Bloomingdale's and be like, oh my God, it's so exciting. And then just think, wait, I saved £1 and it wasn't worth it. I never use it.
Yeah.
Plus, the exchange rate isn't as good as it has been.
No, it's tough times.
Oh no, it's for us. It's better for you. Anyway, go to Sephora. Have a nice time. Go to Ulta. Have a nice time. Definitely go to all CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Duane Reade, all of those. And it's going to be a good time. You're going to have a great time.
Lovely time.
Lovely time. Get yourself to Dry Bar. Have a lovely cheap blowout.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Eva De Bruin asks, do we have any beauty books we recommend?
Obviously there's like Kevin Aucoin's books. I think his are great if you want to kind of look at like really transformative makeup, and if you're very into the contouring, etc. That's like great for all the tips on that. And I actually even own a copy of Wei Bandy's book, the original one that Kevin Aucoin learned from. I found it on Amazon Marketplace. So if you can still get one of those, grab it with your life, because I feel like they're going to be worth a lot of money one day. And it's just great seeing like someone talk about adding red pigment to foundation to make it. And all the things that like now we take for granted, like the color formulations and the technology available to make undertones in foundations that before makeup artists used to have to add powder pigment in to make a foundation the right shade. So that's really interesting. I also love, who else do I love? There's a really great book by Nylon magazine called Nylon Pretty, and that has some really beautiful, like, talking about like cult products and kind of cult looks throughout like history, especially from kind of like the 20s onwards. So I really like that one. That's like a nice little kind of pretty picture one. There is one, I'm trying to give the
the author. It might be Richard. I can't think. We might have to put the show notes, but it's basically like the history of makeup over like literally like the last century. And that's an amazing reference point for anyone who really wants to go in, kind of go into depth in terms of the actual historic elements of makeup and factual information. So yeah, there's that. What you got?
I like the Bobbi Brown ones as well.
Yeah, she does lovely books. Yeah. They're really good to like learn from
easy,
as well.
They're not intimidating. They're not intimidating at all. You don't need a makeup done a course in artistry to learn to use them. But I really, really like those. Lisa Potter Dixon's got books too.
Yeah, it's a book or two, and
it was fun because I love her.
Yeah,
so I enjoy that.
Nice.
But yeah, if you can get your mitts on those, that's a good one. But yeah, it's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Good Christmas present too.
Yes,
a good old beauty book.
Cheeky plug. There is a blog post on my blog that is 5 beauty books every beauty lover should own.
Well, we should.
If you
want
to check it out,
so there is a cheeky plug. It's a couple more questions to run out of time, and then we are going to save the rest of the questions for next time. Calm down. Annie Carroll says, Hourglass Unlocked palette versus the Hourglass Edit 4, which one do I go for? And a lot of people responded to this saying they were interested too.
Oh, I mean, we were saying this I when we were talking about the Anastasia palette, actually the sultry one. I said to Lindsay, I said the thing with the Anastasia palettes is it's kind of like, yes, it feels a little bit repetitive, but sometimes it's about finding the palette that works best with your skin tone or your eye color. And I think it's the same is true actually for the ambient light palettes with Hourglass. Like they always tend to, the edit will always suit some people more than others. And for me, like I'm actually best with the edit three.
Me too, weirdly.
My favorite one that really had everything in that I wanted. And I was like, I don't think they can top this until the day I'm hopefully able to make my own one.
Please,
I know that doesn't help,
please,
but I think I would just, if you can go in the shop and swatch, do that. If not, just think about the colors you like to wear, the colors you're looking for, and then I would count within the palette how many ticks your box is. So if you know, do it like a, is it 3 out of 5 or is it 4, you know, which one is kind of catering to you the most, and go with that palette.
And I will say another shout out to an amazing blog, it's Temptalia, which I read every day, and she always works out the value in these palettes. And I have to say, because she's very right in pointing this out, they're never good value for money. You don't get as much product in the palette as it is cost per gram in the actual individual pans. So yes, you get more options to try, but the price per gram compared to a lot of Christmas sets is actually not, it's working against you.
Yes.
So if there's only 2 or 3 of,
you might be better off buying individuals.
Any fewer than 4, you'd be much better off buying the individuals.
Totally agree.
And I do think, I mean, I've actually resisted both of them. I've had a look at both of them in store. I've swatched them both. They both feel very warm to me this year.
I think they're both beautiful. And I think, again, if you are vegan, obviously this is going to tick your box because they are now 100% vegan. So the other thing I would say as well, for me, the reason I do like the palettes is I tend to use them when I travel, and I will double up, like the bronzer is my eyeshadow. I will use the pink as the eyeshadow. So for me, that's where I think the palette is good. If you're looking for something to travel with where you don't want a million containers, that's when it is good. But like we said, just work out which one you're going to get the most use out of, really.
It's just such a shame that you can't personalize it at all, because
I think that's like, got to come one
some
day.
Some of the powders are going to work for some people and not for others. And I think this new one, I feel like they've both got dim light in, that might be wrong. But the new pink one that just came out, there's like this very, very plummy blush in it that I've got in another palette that I've never used.
Yeah,
so
that's
like,
it.
Oh, I'm not going to buy it because I know I'm not going to use
it,
that.
Yeah.
And the bronzer is very, very sparkly. So I'm not going to use that. So yeah, I've managed to resist this year. I do think they're beautiful gifts.
They are. They're really lovely.
I mean, even though I've said, like, I'm not going to buy it for myself because it wouldn't work, if someone bought me as a gift, I'd still be delighted.
You'd be over the moon.
I'd be like, yay, they're gorgeous. And I always buy it for my friend in England. I always buy her one for her birthday, and she
loves it.
Every year, it ecstatic,
is.
Even though
it's
quite clearly,
so
as we just said, they can't work for everyone every year, but she collects them now.
Yeah, that's it. They become like a collector's
item. So yeah,
item.
They're lovely. And I just think they're beautiful. But yeah, just try and have a play.
Have a play.
And if it works for you, embrace it.
Yeah.
Embrace it and be there. Be 100% present in that beautiful, beautiful palette.
True that.
Fingerprints, though. Fingerprints. last piece of... It's new news. Meets a question. Meets everything in one. Because this keeps coming up, so we're just going to address it this one time. Then we're never going to talk about it, possibly ever again, until next week when there'll be new news on this. But a lot of people were asking us about what's going on at Deciem. We've talked over and over again about wanting to leave this alone,
yeah,
and give us a dark by birth. But it's business news now. Like, things have happened. It's affecting you as a consumer. So there's lots of different reasons to mention it, as I'm sure everyone will already know by the time this is out. And quite frankly, this could be out of date by the time you listen to it on Tuesday, apart from Harry, who didn't know about it at all.
I know, where have I been?
She's been dead busy.
Harry's
been
under
a rock, not watching Fraggle Rock, not enjoying Halloween, and not knowing what's going on at Death End.
I'm sorry.
But basically, everyone already knows the background. Brandon Truax at Deciem has been posting very personal, somewhat chaotic, unpredictable videos to the company Instagram for a while now.
Yeah.
It's been on and off. They fired their co-CEO, Nicola. They rehired their co-CEO, Nicola. It was just very erratic behavior. People were very concerned for his well-being, and just very strange behavior. Let's call it that. Because we're not medical health professionals, we can't diagnose anything, but it did seem like he was having a very difficult time and behaving in an irrational, erratic manner. What has happened now, most recently, as of going to record, not print, he posted a video on the company Instagram saying he was closing down the company because he believed major financial crimes had taken place in the company. I shouldn't laugh because they might have. He was shutting down all the shops immediately, globally, with the exception of the Spitalfields store. Not sure why. And then in the accompanying caption, he went on to name dozens of people that he was holding responsible. I it was very confusing. Old Hirons was in there. Our bestie Hirons was mentioned. India Knight was named twice, which is very confusing. Ben Affleck was named. A number of porn studios were named. Don't quite understand that. And I think the thing that's really bitten him in the bottom was Estee Lauder companies were named in this. So as a lot of you already know, Estee Lauder owns a minority shareholder stake in Deciem. They own 28% of the company. And as we speak right now, they have served papers in Canada, where Deciem is based, to have Brandon removed from the company. Wow. And they have instated Nicola Kilner as sole CEO. So that's where they are right now. Other than that, we really don't know. We really can't comment because now it's an ongoing court case.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to say. A lot of people messaged us to ask if they were going to get orders fulfilled that they placed.
Oh, that's a good question.
Again, we can't answer that question because I reached out to Deciem PR and strangely enough, did not get a response. They've got bigger fish to fry, I'm afraid, at the moment. But I'm sure, I mean, if you've paid for product, there'll be legal recourse. So they'll have to be in touch with you. And product does still exist.
Yes.
So it's a case of fulfillment. And I don't know what's happening with that side of the business. Hopefully, with Estee stepping in, business will continue as usual.
Just without him, maybe.
Without Brandon being involved. And then, I just really hope, without wanting to try and self-diagnose or anything, I just hope he's being looked after and he's getting help. I have spoken to friends who know him better or who have been involved in this, and they have said lots of people have tried to help. Lots of people are trying proactively to improve the situation for whatever it is or whatever it might be. But I just really hope this ends up being the best thing for everyone.
Yeah.
Because obviously Deciem's a great company doing great things and has changed the industry.
I was going to say, making it affordable for everyone.
Completely changed the industry. It's really unfortunate to have had to see such a public falling apart of a great thing. So whatever goes on from here, fingers crossed, you'll all get your products. The industry will go forward and Brandon will be looked after or whatever he needs, he'll get it.
Let's hope.
But that's where we are right now. If you want to stay on top of the story and get a closer update, you should go to Vox.com because Cheryl Vishover, who is a fantastic journalist, I probably just pronounced her name all wrong, and I apologize, Cheryl, but Cheryl is covering it fantastically. Mm-hmm. Every last detail is there. So you can always go and check that. Vox.com will link to the latest link on the story when this goes to print, press, publish, listen, whatever you want to call it. That's where we're at. It's just really strange times.
Yeah, it's a strange time. And, we wish everyone in the best in this. And, it's one of those things that we don't have a lot of information right now. So we'll keep you posted on what we do know. And, let's all stay respectful and keep it nice.
The most important thing here is, regardless of how we feel and we might have felt or made jokes or said any time, like, a human being is in pain. And I think we all hope that human beings aren't in pain. Fingers crossed everyone comes out of this having the best case scenario for themselves and for each other.
yeah
Yeah, I know that's what Belle Belle thinks. I think I heard her agreeing with us somewhere. She's been very quiet, actually.
She's gone.
She's nicked off now. Not interested. What a bad cat. But yeah, that's where we're at with Deciem. So thanks for asking. And thank you for sending in your questions. The rest of the questions, because they keep coming in even while we're recording. We can't answer them all. I'm sorry. But we will save them all for our next question and answer session, which will inevitably be very soon. Yeah. Yay!
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's time.
It's that lovely time.
Favorite time.
Oh.
Time for
Highlight of the Week.
One day when we're number one in the charts. What you got?
Oh, what I choked then on the excitement. So I have got a lovely little set today. This is from Nude Sticks, Lindsay. Ooh. And I brought this with my own pocket money. Yes. Aww. I brought some makeup.
Feels
because
right, it is owned by children.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the Jet Setter palette, which I believe was made in collaboration with Mary Phillips. So for those of you who don't know, she is a makeup artist who often works with the likes of Bella Hadid. She often works with J-Lo, some of the Kardashians. So she has a lot of celebrity clientele. Mm. Now, I love me some multi-purpose goodies, and I love things that are ready for like on the go.
True that.
So this comes with a little tin that has six pencils in, and they can be used as like 3-4, I would say, like eye colours. And then there's two that are like cheek and lip colours. And then it also came with one of their In the Nude Cheeky Sticks. This is, and it's like a matte cream.
Oh, cool.
So I find this quite long lasting, actually. And I've got a confession to make. The reason I brought this is a good, I did see, is it Emily Ratajkowski? How do you say her name?
Ratajkowski.
I always call her Emrata because that's what her Instagram handle is.
Ratajkowski.
So yeah, that one.
I practiced it.
I saw her using it on Vogue and I was like, damn it. Yeah. Damn it, so your hot celebrity endorsement. I will buy it if she's I think so I can look a percentage of you.
She's one of those human beings where I'm like, you're just like, you're so beautiful, I can't bear it.
No, her beauty like offends me. It's so good. Mm. It's so stunning. Anyway, brought the cheek stick, didn't I? Because I was like, oh yeah, I put that on. I look like Emrata. No, I don't. But I still brought the cheek stick.
I can see it.
So yeah, I bought it. And you can buy the cheek stick separately. But I saw this set and I was like, no, that works out really good value, actually. The tin comes with like a little pencil sharpener that sits on top as well. And I just find these actually work better with fingers than they do with brushes because they're quite a stiff formula. Mm-hmm. But what I like about that is they actually last really well. They're not like super, super emollient. They're kind of quite firm. But once they're on, they're on. And they are great. I've got a video actually coming. It'll probably be out already by the time this goes live, which is my kind of like makeup for people who are time poor. And I've used a lot of products from this little set, actually, because it's just good.
I like the tin.
On the go. Yeah, nice and easy. Put some foundation on, mascara, you're done.
Yeah, love it.
So that's my highlight. What you got?
Love it. I've got the opposite. The world's high most elaborate, high maintenance, amazing thing in the entire world ever. So it was my birthday.
That's fair.
2 weeks ago.
That's fine.
By the time this comes out. And I had a massively grumpy day. I just didn't have a good day. I was poorly. Plans did not go as we had planned, strangely enough, which is what plans are supposed to do. It rained in LA.
That's not fair on your birthday.
Shut up. I had to go to a doctor and find out I got a tail. It's a long story. I'll tell you about that later. Not like a willy, like a tail. Anyway, it's a long story. It's not a tail. Jess gets upset when I call it a tail. But anyway, I was having like cockpit pain. I had to go to the doctor. So it was just like I had a terrible birthday and I was being a big grumpy bitch. And
you need some cheering
I
up.
Needed to buy myself something. What I actually needed to do was sit down and like be in my discomfort and think about why I was unhappy and what
no,
I could do.
No, it's your birthday.
Things.
Even with but, your birthday, yeah, I agree you needed.
What I actually did was reach for my credit card and I bought Ka-ching! The NARS Uncensored Advent Calendar, which is $150. And I got to tell you, if you've got $150, it's
make you
worth
feel better.
Every penny, because from the second that box was delivered in a great big matte black unmarked box by the lovely FedEx man who was like, oh, I don't know what this is, because it was dead heavy. I was very excited. Opened the great big black giant matte black box, opened it and found a gorgeous red, shiny, beautiful NARS box.
Goodness.
And the thing that even is more excited about, you know how NARS prints the product name and number on the top of all of their cartons?
Yes.
Like the lipstick carton or whatever.
Yes.
It's on the top of the advent calendar too.
That's cute.
Oh, it's just dead cute. So it just looks like a giant version of a little tiny red NARS box.
Oh.
The holiday collection. And then I opened that and inside is the most stunning thing ever. It's all like padded with gorgeous like perfectly specially cut foam protectors. You can see where every penny of your $150 gone,
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
I like that.
And then the advent calendar itself is stunning. It looks like art. It looks like modern art. I'm sorry. It's bright red. It's foiled. It's gorgeous. It is cardboard, because I was a bit like, is it cardboard? Is it plastic? And I thought it was going to be cardboard, but I thought it would unfold.
Right.
And I was getting a bit upset because I was like, what if I've wasted all this money on this crappy piece of paper that I'm going to unfold and throw away, just have a bunch of samples in it and I'm going to get upset? But it is incredible. So each little drawer slides out. They're proper, firm, solid cardboard drawers. So you could reuse this a thousand times over, or just put bits in it.
Yeah, you could use it next year for an advent
calendar.
When
I've got a bigger office, I'll just be able to put bits in it.
Oh, yes.
Storage.
Storage.
Like paper clips or like a lip balm and like things. We put things in it. So it's fantastic. And the contents, I haven't even got to the contents. I haven't opened it. Because I am saving it for Christmas. I'm quite proud of myself.
That's serious self-restraint there, Lindsay.
It's just because I've got too many things, let's be honest. It's not because I'm good, it's because I'm terrible. But the contents, I think, are exceptional. There is so much product in it. There's a bronzer, there's a blusher, and it's the bumpy ride that Nadine Baggett is always talking about. That was one of the selling points for me. I was like, oh,
yeah,
if Nadine
like,
says it's all
that.
Right, I shall have it. There's lip pencils, there's lip glosses, there's every one of their formulas. There's a small travel size of the eyeshadow primer that I know you love.
Nice.
There's a special audacious lipstick in there that's Christmas. There's one of their kabuki brushes. It's just the whole thing looks amazing. And I am very, 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 very pleased with it.
I can see.
And myself.
I can see it in your eyes.
Like, I'm so ashamed about how
it's legit and I love it.
But it's so good. And I think, yeah, if you can afford it, if it's in your budget, you get someone to buy it you for Christmas, it's still available. Get it online.
Get it
you
before it's
gone.
You
will not be disappointed. Yeah. You wouldn't be upset about it.
No.
I think it's fantastic. Well played, NARS.
Well played.
If you're going to do it, do it like that.
Go hard or go home.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go against everything we said in the previous episodes, but I love it.
Yeah.
Remember earlier where I talked about you do what feels right in the moment.
Yeah,
this is that time.
Or spend $150
or spend $150
on a full of lipstick.
That makes you really happy.
Oh my God, it made me so happy. Even looking at it now, I'm like,
it makes
so
me
great.
Happy look. And the box is beautiful. Like every element of like the execution is stunning.
The execution is just super. Yeah. It's just superior to anything else I've seen.
It's exceptional. They've set the bar, I think.
Yeah.
I'm, well, what I
now
expect
I'm like,
from
what
an
are you
advent
do
calendar.
Next year?
Oof.
I can't even bear it. I'm not slating, but compared, and I will stop talking about it, but compared to the Charlotte Tilbury, which is very comparable price-wise, this blows it out the water. And I've bought that Charlotte Tilbury twice and been disappointed twice.
Yeah.
This is like next level.
Next level.
I'm just trying to work out how they're making money off it when I look at how much they've spent on the packaging, the delivery, the protective packaging, the actual product that's inside. Mm. And I know it's not cheap, but even tooling up to make that
would be,
it must have cost a fortune. The foam in the box, so it's die cut to protect it.
Yeah.
Like they've spent so much money on it and it's fantastic.
Happy Christmas, Lindsay.
Merry Christmas, me! Motherfucker. Going dead excited. Yeah. Yippee-ki-yay,
mother.
Oh, it's nearly die hard time. Anyway, what's the joint highlight?
The joint highlight, this is a very special one. This is Natasha Denona.
Ooh.
And this is the mini star palette because for those of you who don't know, Natasha Denona is known famously for her very incredibly pigmented shadows that blend beautifully. She makes beautifully reflective shadows, those kind of like molten metallic shades.
Yeah.
But her shadows are pricey.
She charges you a pretty penny for those shadows, I tell you.
They will set you back. So to give you an example, I think her main palettes, the kind of largest ones, mm-hmm. usually retail for around $230.
Yep.
So they ain't cheap. Nope. This one is 25 smackaroons.
Say what?
$25. And I can get on board with that, Lindsay, mm-hmm. because I would have to buy them if I wanted to use them in my kit. So for me, I'm not going to spend $230 in eyeshadows.
It's a lot of dollars.
I'm sorry, I'm not, because to me, that's shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And I still choose shoes over makeup. Right, where I'm at now in my life, I still choose my shoes.
That's your priorities are right.
So, yeah. Anyway, they're beautiful. $25. I like this because I can choose the shades I know I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. To be clear as well, they actually come set in mm-hmm. palettes. So I think, was there three to choose from or four?
There's three minis, I think, at the moment.
Yeah.
There's Mini Star, Mini Lila, and Mini Sunset.
So cute.
All of which are mini taster versions of the larger palettes themselves.
And what I love about this is the shadows are the exact same quality you're getting in the larger, much more expensive palettes, which for me is really important. There's nothing worse than you buy some kind of diffusion piece or some mm-hmm. kind of like entry level product from a brand and they totally change the formula and make it really wishy-washy compared to the real thing. This is Natasha Denona quality in a smaller palette that's much more affordable and with some really nice colorways. So
I cannot believe it's $25.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I cannot. When I think about how much the larger palettes, and I know when you break down the cost of the shadows, there's a lot of shadows.
There's a lot of shadows.
Like $230 whatever pound dollar palettes, but there's a lot of shadow in this. There's five pans in here, and they're not giant pans. They're 0.8 grams of 0.8 grams, 0.028 ounces. Which might not sound a lot, but compared to like how often do you actually hit pan?
Yeah.
To fully hit pan on a regular size. And this is still a good.
And it's nice.
For a lot of products,
no cardboard.
This is the same size.
No cardboard packaging. Cardboard, it's plastic. In a nice thick plastic casing.
I traveled
with a see-through top, which I like for my kit.
Yep.
And you know, say you buy this and you end up falling in love with it, maybe then you will be willing to invest in the more expensive one. I think it's a very clever move from the brand as well.
Very, very clever.
To bring more people in, show them what they're missing. And if you do end up loving it, then you're probably not going to feel as bad spending more money if you know you love this eyeshadow palette and want to play with them more.
And to my mind, completely and utterly comparable to a Charlotte Tilbury and a Tom Ford quad.
Yeah.
And there's five shades in here.
Much
they've obviously
more
got
affordable
four,
though.
And it's half the price.
Yes.
And a quarter of the price of a Tom Ford.
Yeah, I think the Charlotte Tilbury shadows are probably even smaller inside the Charlotte Tilbury.
They're tiny.
Yeah, these are more squares than rectangles. But like Lindsay said, I think they work out great value for what it is.
Yeah.
And I will probably be purchasing all of them, I think. I think I'm going to get all four of them.
I definitely want to get the Sunset. Which is the ready pinks, because this
beautiful.
Is it. There's so many ready pink palettes, and I just think I'm over them.
You need the core necessities.
I love that this is so tiny.
Yeah, so
and
nice
I can
edit.
Take it. Yeah, it's
and there's
really
matte
pretty.
And shimmers, which is great. So
yeah, and then it makes me. There's another step up from this as well. That they're $48. They're
yes,
slightly
I've seen
larger.
Those. Yeah,
And it makes me more interested in those.
Yeah,
because again, that's the same price as the Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah.
Still cheaper than a Tom Ford, but the quality
is
completely and utterly undeniable. I think they're fantastic. Again, brilliant stocking stuffer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, definitely ask Father Christmas for that. It's another one.
And make sure you're very, very good.
Yes, very good. Like watch Fraggle Rock and embrace Halloween, and then you might still get what you want.
Am I going to get coal in my stocking?
Yes, from the Fraggles. You're going to get doozer sticks. And you don't know what that is because you've never seen Fraggle Rock. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, right, we've got to go.
We've got to go and watch Fraggle Rock. You've got to educate me.
How the world works. And then I'm going to make a dress up as red, which is my homemade Fraggle costume that I have downstairs.
Oh, dears.
It's fantastic. I will post a photo of that also because it's one of our proudest achievements in life. But thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you for
your
questions.
Thank you for supporting us and helping us become part of the Acast family.
Yeah, we really appreciate
that's
it, guys.
Really lovely. We love your feedback. Thank you for that. Thank you for everyone that's in the Facebook group. Come join the Facebook group if you're not in it already.
You know you want to.
It's brilliant.
Yes.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We get about.
We do get about.
You can email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com if you have any questions that are just too long for social media. We love a long question.
Yes.
That's an option. And don't forget to, if you're in the UK, check out Indie Beauty Expo.
Yes.
And definitely check out our Instagram so you can enter the competition for the two VIP tickets, and everyone else can get 20% off general admission using code FULLCOVERAGE20.
Yeah.
That's all in the show notes.
Treat yourself.
It's all in the show notes.
It's all in the notes.
But yeah, that's it for another episode. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Very, very soon. See you then.
Bye.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.